This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The former CEO of a proposed Mamtech sweetener facility is in jail in Missouri after giving up his fight against being extradited from California. Ex-Mamtech U.S. head Bruce Cole faces fraud and stealing charges after plans to build a sweetener plant in Moberly collapsed. Prosecutors say he used some of the money from a $39 million bond to avoid foreclosure on his Beverly Hills home. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Cole arrived at the Randolph County Jail in Moberly on Saturday. He's being held on $500,000 bond as he awaits trial on one felony count of stealing and four counts of securities fraud. Construction on the Moberly plant stopped when a bond payment was missed last year. A ballot measure that would change the way judges are selected for the Missouri Supreme Court and appellate courts is drawing criticism. At a gathering of Democrats at the Columbia Country Club, the head of the Boone County Bar Association says the vast majority of lawyers oppose the measure. KBIA's Greg Mantell reports.
Steve Scott is president of the Boone County Bar Association. Scott warned that adoption of Amendment 3 would politicize the selection of judges in the state. He said the current system, while not perfect, is better than what the measure proposes.
The process is already somewhat political, but I think this is really an effort to inject a great deal more politics into the process of selecting judges.
The amendment would change the composition of the committee that currently recommends judges to the governor. If approved, the measure would allow the governor to appoint a majority of members to the commission. He would also be able to appoint non-lawyers to the commission for the first time. Supporters of the amendment say it would make the appointment of judges more democratic, but critics say the selection of judges would be influenced by big campaign contributors and not based on merit. Backers of the amendment lost a lawsuit over the way the measure is worded on the ballot. As a result, they feel the measure is unlikely to succeed and say they're dropping a traditional campaign to support it. They say they'll look for other ways to change the system in the future. Greg Mantell, KBIA News.
An instructor with the Missouri Highway Patrol's Training Academy has filed a lawsuit accusing a law enforcement agency of violating its pay plan. Marshall Griffin has details.
The suit was filed by Lieutenant Eldon Wolf, who works at the Highway Patrol's headquarters and who worked for the State Water Patrol before the two agencies merged in 2011. According to the Jefferson City News Tribune, Wolf accuses the Highway Patrol of underpaying some senior officers and overpaying around 70 sergeants and other employees. His suit states that he's underpaid by $132 per paycheck, or more than $3,100 over the course of a year. Officials for both the Highway Patrol and the Attorney General's office have declined to comment on the case. It will be heard in Cole County Circuit Court. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Conservation officials say the summer drought has been a boom to Missouri's bobwhite quails. Bobwhites struggle with cool, wet weather because newly hatched chicks are vulnerable to getting wet and chilled during the first few weeks of their life. Missouri's Conservation Department said the drought has also improved habitats by keeping bare soil available without significantly affecting the supply of insects. A mild winter and an early start to spring has also helped the birds. The 2012 presidential campaign has been unlike anything Missouri voters have seen in quite some time. Or maybe not seen is a better description. Neither Democratic President Barack Obama nor Republican challenger Mitt Romney has held any public campaign events in Missouri since winning his party's nomination, and neither has run TV ads specifically targeting Missouri. That's a sharp contrast with the 2008 elections and the intense presidential campaigns that Missourians have come to expect over the past several decades. Obama put a big effort into Missouri 4 years ago, but still narrowly lost the state. This year, Obama has decided to focus elsewhere, and consequently, Romney has also turned his campaign efforts to other states. Starting November 5th, Camden County Road and Bridge employees will work 40 hours a week, the first time since hours were cut in 2007 due to the national economic downturn. The Camden County Commission approved changes to the budget last week. Presiding Commissioner Chris Franken says Road and Bridge Supervisor Rich Pieper approached him with an amended budget that allowed a 40-hour work week without any additional funds.
We haven't actually added additional money to that department's funding. All we've done is become more efficient and be able to direct our funds to different areas and get those hours back in place for the workers.
Franken says he hopes the extra hours will help in attending to the county's gravel roads and relaying asphalt overlays. For the past 2 years, housing rehabilitation projects in Columbia have been decreasing. Accordingly, the Department of Housing and Urban Development decided to recapture almost $50,000 in grant funding from the city. Even with the new funding being cut, the city still has money from previous years for housing rehabilitation projects. Randy Cole, Community Development Coordinator for the City of Columbia, says that the city is taking action to make sure this doesn't happen again next year.
We're on a good track right now. We've doubled our rehab production. Last year we were at 4 for the whole year. We've got 8 done right now with 3 months left to go, so I think we're moving in a really good direction.
Now the city is projected to complete 10 rehab projects this year. Music can help special education instructors reach students with disabilities, but music therapy programs remain relatively rare. Music therapy uses musical instruments or songs to engage students with disabilities and help them to meet goals. Experts say music therapy can help improve fine and gross motor skills and even help a nonverbal child with autism learn to communicate. According to the Suburban Journals of Greater St. Louis, music therapy is relatively rarely used. Special education teachers are not typically trained into it, so school districts must contract with certified music therapists. Catherine Decker, who's C.D. Marie's Music Therapy Services, works with clients in St. Charles County, says parents and educators are often confused about the purpose of the service. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.